Police, TX woman accused of threatening Trump arrested near White House with unlicensed firearm. By Amy Furr on August 4, 2024. A woman from San Antonio, Texas, was arrested Friday in Washington, D.C., for allegedly threatening former President Donald Trump. The news coming after a gunman tried to assassinate him during his rally on July 13. According to the Metropolitan Police Department, MPD, the agency received information about the suspect, identified as Christina Montoya, who had apparently traveled to the nation's capital, where police found an unlicensed firearm and a magazine on her, Ken's 5 reported on Friday. However, Trump was reportedly in the Hamptons to meet with donors the day of the woman's arrest. Watch, thousands brave heat in Atlanta ahead of Trump rally. The type of threats she allegedly made against Trump were unclear, the outlet said, adding, it's also unknown the timeline of when she allegedly made them in the context of her Friday arrest. But the police report lists an offense start date of July 20, 2024. According to a police report, MPD arrested Montoya less than a mile from Capitol Hill and about 3 miles from the White House. She had the gun and a magazine on her at the time, authorities say, the Ken's 5 article stated. Following the failed assassination attempt during his outdoor rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, Trump credited God for his survival while speaking at another rally in Atlanta, Georgia, on Saturday, according to Breitbart News. Trump described the Secret Service agents who protected him once the apparent shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, opened fire, calling the agents brave. Watch, Trump praises female Secret Service agent who shielded him. He then spoke about the bullets whizzing past him. The first one was not a good situation, not a good situation. That was really something incredible. That was from God. That was from God. Because the chances, that was from God. For all of you non-believers, that one was from God, right? He added. During the shooting, a bullet pierced the upper part of Trump's ear, which left his face bloody. Crooks, 20, was from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Breitbart News reported on July 14, noting that Secret Service officers shot and killed him at the scene. The article continued. The attack was the most serious attempt to assassinate a president or presidential candidate since Ronald Reagan was shot in 1981 as he was leaving a speech in Washington, D.C., and walking to his motorcade. John Hinckley Jr., who was in the crowd, was the attempted assassin. Reagan recovered from the March 1981 shooting. Three other people were shot, including his press secretary, James Brady, who was partially paralyzed as a result. One bystander was killed during the shooting in Pennsylvania and two others critically injured. In March 2019, West Virginia State Police shut down Interstate 68 for several hours near the Maryland border after a man allegedly threatened to assassinate then-President Trump and bomb the Pentagon, report said at the time. Per Ken's 5, Montoya faces charges of possessing an unregistered firearm, carrying a pistol without a license and threats against a former president. Donald Trump was listed as a victim on the latter charge.